What's good, what's good, what's good? It's your girl Sham from She Gets It Podcast. What's goody? I'm back. I made it. I'm safe. No tickets. I did I-95 doing 92. I did I-95 doing 90 back. And we good. All right? So what's good, y'all? You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all a little, you know, 2-day break. And I'm back now. Welcome back to Season 12, Episode 8. What You Won't Do for Love. Okay? There's a lot in there that we can talk about. But I'm going to pinpoint what I really want to talk about. And I want to talk about the fact that people be actually inviting people into their spaces, into their homes, into their emotions and their mental without even knowing their boundaries, without even knowing what they won't do for love, what they won't do to be love. And that's just not healthy. That's just not safe. And that's what I'm going to talk about after these messages. Be good. Be great. What's up, what's up? It's me knocking. Opportunity, that is. If you're looking for some good news, some refreshing news, some healthy news, some black news, go to blacknews.com to get something uplifting and not, you know, who they have in a chokehold today. You know, who do they kill with their back turned today? We're tired of it, okay? The trauma news, we're tired of it. Go to blacknews.com. to get some good, healthy, constructive, inventive, creative news that we can use. If you're an entrepreneur out here and you got something to sell, please check out WeBlyBlack.com, okay? This website right here, you can put your email in to stay connected, and they have different categories such as books, clothing and accessories, jewelry, children and toys, art, collectibles, health and beauty, home and living, games, holiday stuff. If you're a black entrepreneur, a business owner, and you have a product, you can put it on WeBuyBlack.com and start selling your product, okay? It's a one-stop shop if you want to buy anything that's created black, invented black, selling black. That True Soap is on there. Light bulbs is on there. Dishwashing soap by us is on there. Clothing, t-shirts, hats, books, all types of stuff. I even have my books on that website. It's WeBuyBlack.com. Check it out. So when it comes to like what you're looking for, what you would like your companion to look like, what you like them to do, character-wise, personality-wise, how you want their bodies to look, what house you want them to have, car, all of that shit. We know it like that, right? But when it comes to like you knowing what your personal love boundaries are, you don't even know them. You don't know what kind of kinks you like because you refuse to look at what's out here. You don't know your hot spots because you don't explore your body. You don't know how to tell somebody like, hey, I know other people do this, but I'm not with this. Don't try me. You don't know none of that stuff, but you out here looking for somebody. How does that work? Logically, how does that work? How do you know what you won't do for someone that you love or you won't do to be loved if you never even thought about it, gave that space energy, or actually experimented within that space? You don't know shit. You don't know shit. Like, do you know how you are with trust? Do you know how you are with secrets? Do you know how you are with dealing with somebody who has never been told like their shit stink? Do you know how to deal with someone who has trust issues, who's been trained to tell people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear? Do you know how to deal with somebody like that? And that is why the foundation of relationships be built on shit. A storm comes through and your whole house is running into the river because the foundation is built on shit. It's not stable. Y'all didn't start with some type of stability. You have to know what you won't do to be loved. You have to know the signs of, okay, this person is saying that they love me, but this is not love, because love wouldn't do this. Love wouldn't make me feel this way. Love wouldn't make me question myself. Love wouldn't make me sit here looking stupid. Love wouldn't have me doing 5 years in jail. Love wouldn't have me out here looking foolish, going hard for somebody who's not even thinking about me. Going hard for somebody who I'm an option to. That's not an option for me. They it for me. Like, some shit be lopsided. Just because the three people you had in the past was okay with you doing this dumb shit right here. Hi, my name is this. I'm not with that shit. What are you going to do? What are you going to do different? Or are you going to retreat and look for somebody who will allow you to do that dumb shit still? Or is this time for you to grow up? And some people may say, you know what? Men will change for the right woman, or a woman will, you know, stay for the right man, or if she didn't love him, that's why she didn't stay. No, people leave each other and separate for different reasons. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You would have to talk to those individual people. But that person's threshold over there of bullshit is not mine. So me leaving the relationship that I leave has nothing to do with why those 10 women left, or those 10 women are going to leave relationships. I think the communication has to be a lot better. If you go into a relationship and you know what your don'ts are, and you know what you will do, and this person is asking you verbatim, you know, is there anything that you're uncomfortable with, or anything that you won't do, anything that I need to know now? And you'd be like, no, I'm cool. I'm not, I don't need anything. Oh no, that doesn't bother me. And it bothers you. Then it's your fault. Men, if there's something that you're uncomfortable with about what this woman does, how she represents herself, how she speaks to people, her flirtatious ways, if that's something you cannot handle, don't wait until you 2 years in and that's like getting under your skin every time she goes too hard with somebody. Say it. Say it. If you know you expect a certain level of respect and you're not getting that from for the person that you're respecting, say it. What we hold in stresses us. What we don't say makes us sick. Say it. If you feel something more for someone and they don't know, and you're sitting here watching them go in shitty relationship after shitty relationship, whose fault is that? Say it. If you feel something in the space of silence, and it's you and this person, and you care about this person, and you trust this person, and you love this person, you say you love this person to everybody else that you know, but you have never said that you love this person to them, say that shit. We don't know how much time people have here on earth, but yet we waste it. We don't know the true value of a lot of people that are around us going hard for us until we don't have them anymore. So if you don't say it, you can't be mad at this person not knowing. People are not mind readers out here. I know some people believe that they are, and this is a pandemic and they want to get their money. Go ahead and get your money. I'm not mad at you. But when it comes to the everyday person, the modern day person, they not reading minds out here to figure out what the next person wants. You have to speak up. So if you know that I'm not a forgiving person, don't give the person that you're in a relationship with the illusion that you're going to forgive them when they keep fucking up. And there are things that people keep doing because they're not ever being told to correct it. They're not ever being told, like, hey, I'm not with this. I don't do this. Make this be the last time. They're getting chances after chances after chances after chances to make a particular person look like a fucking fool. just because the next person is giving their person chances after chances after chances so they can look like this year's fool and the last year's fool and the year to come fool doesn't mean that that's what you're supposed to do in your relationships. Do your relationship your way. Do your relationship in the healthiest way that you can. Do your relationships with people in business, with family, especially family, because family would take advantage of the fact that you love them, you care about them, you show up and know that you show up and take advantage of the fact that you show up. What about the 15 other people that you be going hard for that doesn't include me, that don't show up, that you keep backing? Like, you have to hold these people accountable so they can see, like, this shit don't make sense. You are one person, and you deserve the space to do what you do best for the people you care about. But you are not community help. Know that. We got to show people where things end with us and where things start with us. And you can only know that if you know yourself. So don't waste your time with people. Let people know what you need up front. Let people know what you're not with up front. And I feel like you'll be happy with the people you're around. You'll be happy with the friends you're around. You'll be happy with the people that you do business with. And just be transparent. I think we need to bring honesty back in 2021 because really I'm tired. Like if you really don't like something, stop doing it. If you really don't like somebody, stop dealing with them. If you're really not feeling a certain environment or area or group of people, stay to yourself. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If they want to say that you acting funny, then you acting funny. You know, act funny 2021. That's my campaign. Okay? Be honest. Say what you want to say and stop holding shit in. I'm not holding shit in for nobody. People that I don't like, they know I don't like them. It's not a secret. You know what I'm saying? I'm very peaceful with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have nothing to speak of them. I'm good. Don't even mention their name. It don't come up. And I feel like that's a healthy way to stay. Because there should be no need to bring about negative energy. There should be no need to spread yourself super thin trying to please everybody. You cannot please everybody. There's going to be some people that are just uncomfortable when you come around and they're uncomfortable within themselves and that's just how they are. But when it comes to how people treat you, you got to know what you got set up. What is your filter system like? You know, like your computer comes with antivirus shit. You got to come with antivirus shit. That's the best way to be. This is She Gets It. I tell you no lies. I tell you like it is. Peace.